reading's taken from Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, the Great Commission. It's on page 1000. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Sally. Do keep that passage open. We're going to be looking at it together for the next few minutes. And if you've got it in front of you, can someone have a look again and see the very, very first word that Jesus says to his disciples? He's up a hill talking to his disciples after he's come back alive. And what's the very first word that Jesus says? Someone spots it, put your hand up. Yep, Lydia. I love that. Hand up before looking. Brilliant. Hands there, ready. What's the first word that Jesus says? First word that Jesus says. Claudia. All. All. Now, that little word is a really important word. All. It's only got three letters in it, but it's a big word, isn't it? It means not leaving anything out. Now, I have hidden 20 Easter egg pictures that look like this around this church building, and I want you to find all 20 of the Easter eggs and bring them up to the front. Go! See if you can find all 20 of the little Easter eggs that look like this. We found all 20 of our eggs. If anyone finds any more, I'm going to be seriously impressed. Okay, so we found all the chocolate. Has anyone eaten all of their chocolate eggs from Easter yet? Hands up. Hands up if you've eaten all of your... Oh, some of us have already scoffed all of our chocolate eggs. Okay, well, the all that Jesus was talking about in this bit of the Bible, he's not talking about Easter eggs, he's not talking about chocolates, but rather we see Jesus is saying some of his last words to his disciples, and he's encouraging them with some big, true things about himself. And he tells his disciples to tell other people about them. So these few verses are all about Jesus and all about us. All about Jesus and all about us. We're going to be finding these little words all again and again and again. So let's have a look at all about Jesus. Let's have a look at verse 18 again. I'll read verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." So, anyone listening, what was it that Jesus has all of in this verse? What has Jesus got all of in this verse? Who was a good reader, good listener? Yeah, Oscar? All authority in heaven and on earth. Well, what does that mean? Well, last week, Matthew told us that Jesus is alive. And that he met his friend Mary. He's really alive. He's really back from the dead. He has beaten death. Death has got no more hold on him. And that means that God has given Jesus the unique position he deserves as king of the whole universe. It's qualified him to be the king of the whole universe because he's died and come back to life. No human being can do that. And his dad gives him the job, that position of being king. And that comes with a responsibility over everyone and everything. And just to help us think about this a bit more, hands up if you know who this person is. It's really handy, he's got his name written on his chest. His name is Usain Bolt. Now, Usain Bolt is the fastest man on earth. He's the fastest one to ever run 100 metres. And he's shown he's the fastest by winning 8 gold medals. He earned the position of fastest man in the world. Now, I want you to imagine that Usain Bolt is your running coach. He is teaching you how to run fast. Do we think we'd listen to what Usain Bolt says about running fast? Yeah, we would. He has shown us that he is the fastest runner ever. And so if we want to run fast, we should follow him, listen to him, because he has got the authority to tell us how to run fast. And in a much bigger, much more important way, Jesus has shown that he is the king of the whole universe because he did something that no human being could do. Die and come back to life. He's proved that he is the true king of the universe and that he has got that power and authority that means that we should listen to what he says and obey. So that first all we see about Jesus, Jesus has all authority. But that's not all. That's not all we see about Jesus. It's not the end of all the alls. Let's have a read of verse 20. Verse 20, very end, it says, Jesus speaking, he says, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Jesus is with us all the time. Now, hands up if you have got a favourite toy that goes everywhere with you. Hands up if you've got a favourite toy. Maybe when you were a bit younger, you had a favourite toy that went everywhere. Oh, how's that? We know Blue Bunny goes absolutely everywhere. I've got my toy from when I was younger. This is my toy hippo, Edward. He was my favourite toy. He went everywhere with me. He's looking a bit well-loved, but he's enjoying the outing, so I'll leave him there. But, you know, having our favourite toy with us is great. It's a great comfort to have our favourite toy with us wherever we go. You know, it just helps us not be quite so afraid to have him or her or it with us all the time. And even better than having a toy, even better to have a person with us. You know, think of when we go to school for the first time, having our mum or dad with us to hold our hand as we go in. Or to see a friendly face in a crowded scene, in a crowded room of strangers, someone we know. And in these verses from the Bible, these last words that Jesus says before he goes back to heaven, he is promising that he will be with us always, with us all the time. Not just for a few days, or a few weeks, or even a few years, but until God decides to wrap up all of creation, till the end of the age, he says. Now, Jesus' disciples, for the last 3 years, they've been walking around having him with them. But soon he's going to be up with his Father in heaven where he belongs. But he is promising them, and promising us if we trust in Jesus, that he is going to be with us by his Holy Spirit, his very self, just not in a physical form. By his Spirit, he lives with his people and with us, is with us all the time if we trust in him. Through the good times, the bad times, the happy times, the sad times, the scary times, the exciting times, the confusing times, all the time, Jesus promises to be with us. And that's an amazing comfort, better than any toy with us all the time, is the fact that Jesus is with us all the time. Especially when we think about the very daunting job that he gives his disciples to do a couple of verses later. He's with us all the time, even when we make a mess of things, which we do time and time and time again. So in some of these last words that Jesus gives his friends before he goes back up to heaven, we see that Jesus has all authority and that Jesus is with us all the time. What a lovely mix of great power. He's proved he's the king of the whole universe. Yet also great love. He promises to be with us through thick and thin. So that's the all about Jesus. But let's look at the all about us bit. Now, I say us because I know we're not there up the mountainside with Jesus. We're not one of his 11 disciples. But that job that he gives them continues on to us today. Let's have a look at verse 19. I wonder, can anyone spot another all? Let me read verse 19 first. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." That is, what was the all we spotted there? Yep, right, back? All nations. Exactly. Jesus is giving his friends a job to do. And that job is to go to all nations, to make disciples of every single nation. He wants people from every country, every language, every skin colour, every size, every age, all people, all sorts of people, to be taught the good news of him and to be drawn into his family. And he instructs his disciples to baptise people into his family as a sign of their entry. He doesn't want anyone to miss out. Now, in a second, I'm going to get a couple more volunteers to come and help, because the disciples were to take good news to people, share a little message of Jesus' rescue. Show the kindness that he has. Now, we can't do that in quite the same way, but I do have some kindness in the form of chocolate eggs that can be shared with everyone. So can I have a couple of volunteers to go out and make sure that everyone... yeah, come on, Josh and Amelia, and two more helpers. Jamie, do you want to come help? And Zen, come and help. Right, do you want to make sure between you, get around everyone and offer everyone a chocolate egg, okay? One more volunteer. Darcy, do you want to come? Darcy, you come and volunteer. You can volunteer. So go around and make sure you offer everyone a chocolate egg. Now, Jesus sent his disciples with something far better than chocolate eggs, if you can imagine such a thing, into the world. He wants his disciples to go to every people, all people, every single person with the good news. And he wants them to instruct his disciples to help those people grow and know him and trust in him. Making disciples requires a great deal of time and effort. And Jesus wants us simply to make disciples of all people. Not just people like us, not just people we like, but all people. Now, for some, that might mean going to another country. That might mean going to the other side of the world to tell people about Jesus. And we think of the Clark family over in Belgium, or Paul in North Africa, who have gone to the other side of the world to tell people about Jesus. But that type of going is not for everyone. But we are all still called to go and make disciples. And as we do, we want them to hear about him. You know, for us, going to make disciples might mean going to speak to our neighbour. It might mean being the friends with the only person who sits on their own at lunchtime. It might be going and befriending that slightly weird colleague at work. And as we do, we seek to be a good friend to them. We seek to love them and to care for them. But also we talk to them about Jesus. We want to share with them the best news ever. And we pray that as we do that, they will accept Jesus as their friend, become part of his family, and become a disciple of him and follow him all the days of their life. Whoever they are, wherever they come from, whatever they've done, Jesus sends us, his people, to all nations to teach them about him, to make disciples of all nations. So that's our third "or." We've seen Jesus has all authority. Jesus is with us all the time. He sends us to make disciples of all nations. And there's one last "or." It's slightly hidden, this last one. But let's read verse 20. Or I'll read from verse 19 for us, but have a look down with me. Jesus says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." If we were to read this in another translation, it says, "Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Jesus says, obey all that he has taught. Now, we need to remember this message for ourselves. And as we share Jesus with our friends and family, we need to remember all that he has taught. Thanks, guys. We don't get to pick and choose what bits of the Bible we listen to and obey. Jesus wants us to obey all of it. And he wants us to train others to obey all that the Bible says. Now that makes sense, doesn't it? You know, imagine I was trying to make a cake. Imagine I was trying to make the cake, and I've got the flour, and I've got my sugar, and I've got my egg, and I've got my butter. I don't really like eggs. I like chocolate eggs, though. I'll put those in and try and make my cake with chocolate eggs. Is that going to work? No. And then I read on in the method, and it says you've got to mix it all together. You know, mix it together. That sounds like hard work. Don't want to be doing that. No, I'm going to leave that bit out. My cake's not going to work, is it? Because I'm just picking and choosing the bits that I want to listen to and obey. I'm just going to end up with a mess in a bowl that's not going to be very tasty. And in a similar way, Jesus wants all of us who are following him and those we're teaching about him and talking about him with to follow everything that he teaches us in the Bible. Even the hard bits. Even the controversial bits. Even the bits our friends and our families might disagree with. Jesus knows better than we do. So we should trust him. Jesus says, obey all that he has taught. Well, as we finish, let's just have another look at those four little all statements that we've seen. Jesus has all authority. He's the king. He's the king of the whole universe. Jesus is with us all the time. What a wonderful promise. We're never alone. Jesus is with us all the time. Jesus says, make disciples of all nations, everyone, whoever they are, whatever they're like, they can know about Jesus and become part of his family. And lastly, Jesus says, obey all that he has taught. Now, if we just had these last two statements, we'd have a job to do from Jesus that would be very easy and very hard at exactly the same time. It would be very easy because we know exactly what to do. You know, we can write a to-do list and tick things off as we go. Go and tell people about Jesus. Help them grow as Christians. Baptize them. Teach them to understand everything the Bible says. For those of us who like to tick tasks off lists, easy, we could do that. But at the same time, it is enormously difficult. Talking about Jesus with our friends, our families, can be scary. Making disciples of all nations, well, that's a lot of people to tell. Making disciples requires time and energy and patience. Teaching obedience is really hard. It's hard enough for ourselves to obey, let alone to teach someone else to do so. Well, wonderfully, these commands that Jesus makes, these instructions to go and do, as we look in the words as they come in order, as Jesus says, they're surrounded, that instruction to go and make disciples, it's surrounded by a big bear hug of those truths about who Jesus is. The risen Lord Jesus is with us all the time, cheering us along. And he's proved himself to be the authoritative king, the king with all authority, who sends us out and empowers us to do this job that by ourselves we can never hope to do. So as we look at the start of a new term, let's be brave and take up Jesus' call to make disciples of all nations, to teach and live out obedience to all that he's taught us in the Bible. But let's not be driven by guilt or by fear to do these things, but by the wonderful truth that wherever we go, Jesus is with us all the time. And that because he has come back from the dead, we go with all of his power and authority with us. Why don't I close in a prayer? Father God, thank you that Jesus really is alive and that he is reigning on the throne of the universe. Thank you that he has all authority in heaven and on earth. Thank you that powerful Lord Jesus has promised to be with us all the time, wherever we go, whatever we're going through. And please, with those wonderful truths about who Jesus is, encourage us to make you know and to stir us to obey your word more and more each day. Amen.